first score of the game and a 2-0 lead for the Blue Storm. Jaquay James bounces to Cabe O'Neill. He's out at the left elbow. Dribble handoff to Angelo Stewart. And now down to the right corner to Mullins. Mullins backs out outside of the arc on the right wing. And now here's Leon's driving it. Hops up in the air. Pushes it over to the left corner. Three-pointer by Stewart. Ring the bell on his first shot. Angelo Stewart gets Mack on the board, and the Cardinals lead 3-2. Quick steal in the backcourt. James rips it off, drives it in. Left-hand layup, got it! Jaquay James has the quick deuce, and Mineral Area College with a quick five-point burst. A 5-2 lead for the Cardinals. Good full-court pressure, and the ultra-quick Jaquay James. James led the team in scoring in the first game, 15 points, turned into a distributor in the second game when he only scored 6. Bennett, right corner three, and he pumps that one through for the Blue Storm. So Harold Bennett hits a three. He scored only 3 points in that opener against that prep squad, Craig Tyson. So he's equaled that here tonight, and we're all knotted up at 5. Malavai Leon's on the right wing, played in the Netherlands, from the Netherlands, played on their national EuroLeague team in the summer last summer. Leon's right corner triple, missed it, and bounces high and off the backside of the rim. Bennett rips it, runs it. And now he'll pull it out to the left corner and get it in the hands of Beard. Working back out to the left wing, Bennett. Now swing to the right wing, Frank. And this is Wanye Frank, head of the circle. Left-handed dribble, two-handed chest pass, right wing, Beard. Shot fake, now a drive. Looks over to the left wing, Bennett. Another three in the air for him. Missed it. O'Neill has the rebound, quick outlet, Stewart. Stewart's on the run, driving a 2-on-5, falls down and lost it out of bounds. So a little breather for the broadcaster right there. I say hi to Kevin Thurman, who is away tonight doing other kinds of work. Kevin will be joining us on our Mineral Area College broadcasts most of the season. A drive by Newsom down to the right low block. Defense collapses. He turns it back outside. Now over to the left corner, and a drive and a shot erased by O'Neill. That came from Bennett, but Big Gabe got over and ripped it away from him on that shot. And then the ball punched out of bounds off of Swick, and Mack has it back. We're all tied at 5. We're 2.5 minutes in. On the backcourt, Jaquay James running point. Left hand, right hand, through the legs he goes. And a bouncer to the left elbow, and that's for O'Neill. Back cut, nobody home. Back to James, left wing. He drives to the left baseline, steps back. Now they're going to whistle him for a travel right there. Okay. 17:09 remaining in the first half. And we're all tied at 5, each team with a 2 and a 3. And Mineral Area College with a full court 1-2-2 press right here. Swick plays catch, gets it across the timeline to Bennett on the left wing. Mineral Area College comes back in the half court man. Over on the right wing, this is Frank now, driving just out inside of the arc. Flat shot, spins it in and out from 17 feet. Rebound ripped down by Leons, and now over to the right wing, James. James goes to the left hand, drives to the free throw line. Leons on the right wing, pump fake, drives. Kicks it out to the left wing. Stewart, another three. Bang! Bang! Angelo Stewart ripping his first two threes right through the net, and the Cardinals lead 8-5. Boy, Angelo Stewart started quick. Stewart with 9 points in his first game, 22 to lead everybody in game number 2 against Linkier Prep, and an 8-5 lead for Mineral Area College. Foul on Jaquay James right there. First one on him, first one on the Cardinals. 16:24 remaining in our first half. Thanks for joining us at the Bob Sechrest Fieldhouse tonight. Home opener for the Mineral Area College men against the Southwestern Illinois College, the Swick Blue Storm out of Bellevue, Illinois. To the head of the circle, it's Bennett with the basketball. Bennett looks to the left, nobody home right there. Mineral Area College running a zone now. 1-3-1, the tallest guy at the head of this zone. And over to the left wing, a wide open three by Bennett, and he buries that one. So he's got two threes, and we're all tied up once again at 8. 4 minutes gone in our first half. Bringing it up the floor is James. Jaquay, the transfer from Navarro. 4.1 assists at Navarro last year, and a double-digit score at 11.5. A whistle and a stoppage of play right there, and a foul away from the basketball. And this one's going on the Swick Blue Storm. It's a hold by Newsom. That's his first. Each team with one foul. Mineral Area College, two guys on the wings and two stacked down in the lane. They get it to O'Neal. Gabe outside of the lane, leaves the 15-footer short. Swick with a long rebound, and Bennett is on the run. Bennett Euro step. O'Neal went up and blocked it, but blocked it right over to a Swick dude, and Frank grabs it and pumps it in from 5 feet out. It'll be a five-man line change for Mineral Area College. Next dead ball, and a 10-8 lead for Swick right now. Jaquay James, running point. Leon's over on the right wing. Back to James, driving left of the lane. Double clutches, fouled on the way up. Two guys right there. Humphreys went with one of them, the big guy. They also had a guy down low, and that was Frank, and he's the one that gets whistled for the personal foul. So James going to go to the free throw line. Jaquay with 2 points already. They call him Ja. I'll call him James most of the time. Use last names in my play-by-play, but Jaquay's kind of fun to say. So is Ja. Hits the free throw, and he's got three. Kevin Lagarde checking in, 6 foot sophomore out of Las Vegas. We see Kevin Stone checking in the ball game. Terrion Murdix is set to check in for James. You've got Jake McKinley, freshman from Awapini, New Zealand. 6'7" freshman into the ball game now for Mack as James goes to the free throw line and rolls through his second free throw. And so Terrion Murdix checking in now as well, a 6 foot freshman from Springfield, Illinois. And then Keon Batchman completes that line change, a 6'1 freshman out of St. Louis, played for Chaminade last year. Only played 7 games, but he averaged over 21 per. So we're tied at 10 after the two free throws from Jaquay James. And now here's a drive by Bennett trying to get to the middle of the lane and cut off. Good job by Kevin Stone to move the feet right there. And now almost a full line change from Jay Harrington as well. Both of these coaches like their depth. Daylon Dalton, a 5'8 freshman out of Francis Howell, St. Louis kid, checking in. There's Kevin Caldwell, a 6 foot sophomore from Alton, Illinois, in the ball game now. Clavon Hilliard, a 6'3 sophomore from Chicago, is in the ball game, along with Lamarius Lillard, a 6'7 freshman from Hopkins Park, Illinois. I think I'm missing one. Yeah, Charles Jones. Charles Jones, a 6'5 sophomore out of Detroit. Jones scored 18 in their win against Craig Tyson Prep School. We're tied at 10, and 10 new players also on the floor for these two squads. Caldwell plays it down to the right corner, and Trey Jenkins tried to force it in from the right low block, a 6'7 freshman out of Sykeston. And he ended up losing it out of bounds. We're tied at 10, 14-40, remaining in the first half. Terrion Murdix running point, guarded by Dalton. That's number two against number two. To the left, elbow McKinley. McKinley drives. He has his shot swatted out of there by Jenkins. Jenkins gives it up, gives it right back, and now runs the length of the floor and lays it in. Seen him play for the last 3 years at Sykeston, and I'm telling you, this kid can play, and he's put on a little muscle since he's gotten to Swick as well, and a 12-10 lead now for Swick. Mack basketball on the right wing, Batchman. Batchman back to the top of the key, Murdix, and Murdix to the left corner. Triple, 3-1 go for Lagarde. Rebound ripped down by Charles Jones. Jones will just dribble it into the forecourt, slapped away, Lagarde. Lagarde now out on the run and lays it up with a finger roll. Two times we've seen Mineral Area College come up with steals and layups on the other end. So good work by the defense for the Cardinals, and we're knotted at 12 apiece. 13-40, remaining in the first half, and a foul away from the basketball. Whistled against Swick right here as the official comes over. He'll say that that one goes against Trey Jenkins. Mack basketball coming up, timeout on the floor. 13-40, remaining in the first half. We're all tied at 12, the home opener for Mack. Swick in town tonight. We're back in a minute right here on J98.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering. Life is beautiful in all stages.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a five-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-8255.
153-71. Chad Speaker here, Mike Side, Jack Sadler, the second member of my team tonight, engineering and operating our game in studio. Cape Notre Dame just scored on Perryville in that district championship game on the MIMO Info Sports Stream, and they lead 1-0. Nathan calling that action. Back cut by Mack. Double clutch reverse layup that time by Batchman. Will not fall, but a nifty move and a good play. And a nice bit of passing right there. Shot just didn't fall. Pump fake this time, but now a steal by Mack and a flip up ahead. Left side layup. Count that, baby! There's Lagardi. And Mack's out on the run. Lagardi with a couple of layups in the last three possessions. And Mineral Area College, oh, they ripped the ball off. To be honest, I thought Dalton traveled with it. I was hoping they would give Mack the rip because they were ready to run, but then they freeze the action and say that it's a tie-up. But nevertheless, it's good news for Mack as they'll have the basketball on top 14-12. Oh, no, they won't. They called the tie-up, and it's Swick basketball. So I misinformed you. Apologize. Dalton right of the bucket along the baseline to put it in play, fires it out near half court. That's in the hands of Patrick Evans in the ball game now. Jay Harrington really running a turnstile over on his bench. Says he's got 13 players. He's going to play them liberally. Luke Streggy will play 10. Pretty even minutes, and Evans quickly gets on the board as he gets into the ball game as he pumps one up from the free throw line, and he ties it up at 14. These two teams usually very competitive with one another. Terry and Murdoch's crossover once and twice. Breaks the timeline, fires to the right wing, Batchman, enter it down low. Oh, the easy turnaround jumper won't go for Murdoch's. He tries to tap it up and in, and it wouldn't go. Great pass to him, and he was really wide open inside of the right low block and misses the shot. Then on the other end, it was an attempted Euro step that time. That didn't work for Trey Jenkins. He walked with it. And so Mack has it back. 12:26 remaining in the first. And we're knotted up at 14. Good competitive contest here early on. Cardinal basketball. Blue Storm will pick him up in the backcourt. A little nominal pressure here as Terry and Murdoch dribbles with it in the backcourt. Through the legs he goes. Now spins a 360, but he's picked clean. Bennett ripped him from behind. Murdoch recovers now. And as Bennett fell down, it goes off of his leg and out of bounds, so Mack will have the basketball back. Jay Harrington was hoping for a foul called right there, but Bennett just kind of got his feet tangled up as the defense came over to play him. He had a good steal, though, and an opportunity there. So Murdoch's with it once again. Left corner three for Lagardi, misses it. Rattled it in and out. Long rebound, bounces high. Jenkins grabs it, throws it up the floor. Ill-advised pass, Batchman rips it, fires the other way, whistles this one out of bounds, and both of these teams a little bit loose with the basketball right now. Line change for Mack. Stewart's back on the floor. Jaquay James, Tristan Mullins, Malabai Leons, and Gabe O'Neill. So both of these squads trying to run numbers at the other one. And I don't think necessarily trying to wear the other one out because they both have good depth, but both coaches feel good about their entire roster. So here's Lillard in the backcourt. Mineral Area College with a 1-2-2 full court pressure. Swick breaks it, passes it across the timeline to Caldwell. Left side three missing by Lillard. Mineral Area College has the rebound. That was Leons that ripped it down. Passes to James. James coming off the screen from O'Neill and fires up the three. Guarded three, missed it. And a rebound ripped down by Bennett. Bennett now dribbling. Back up the floor for Swick. James swipes at it. Bennett continues to hold on, passes to the left wing. This is Hilliard. Hilliard now throws the skip pass right wing, and the three-pointer is perfect for Kevin Caldwell. And Swick is on top, 17-14. So Swick by three at the 11-minute mark of our first half of play. Jaquay James running point. Right wing pass for Tristan Mullins. O'Neal trying to shore up some territory on the right low block, calling for it as well. They do get it to him here. He faces up now, slams his way to the left low block, and just bullies it in. Gabe O'Neal bench presses it through the defense and gets his first score. Strong move from Gabe O'Neal, and he's fouled on the way in as well. This guy's going to be able to play through traffic as well as anybody probably in the country this year. 6'6", probably 270, 275, heavily muscled. Wearing number 4 this year. Gabe O'Neal wearing number 4 because he just had twins. And he says he's playing for 4 people this year. So wearing number 4. There's Gabe looking for the 3-point play. Can't complete that. And Swick has the rebound. 17-16. Swick by a point. Out between the circles, this is Hilliard, or beg your pardon, Frank, dribbling with it. And James trying to work his way over some screens. Stewart picks his man up as Swick sets the screens out high. Good battle underneath with Humphreys and O'Neal, two big strong dudes. And O'Neal manages to push him outside, 5 on the shot clock. Curling off the screen, Bennett steps to the left and buries the 3. Tough shot for Harold Bennett. He drills his 3rd triple of the ball game. That one was very difficult. Moving to his left behind the screen and drilled it. So Swick leads here, 20-16, 10-10, remaining in the first half. Right corner, quick triple, and you can count all 3 of those for Tristan Mullins. 1, 2, 3. Ring them up for Mullins, and 20-19, it's a 1-point lead for Swick. Blue Storm basketball, Frank dribbling. Out near half court. Frank dribbles with the left hand to the left wing now. Throws it over to Bennett outside of the arc. Bennett retreating. Pump fake on the 3. Instead throws it down underneath. Humphreys missed it. Leons grabs the rebound. Leons dribbling out of traffic. Scoops it up to James. James now drives it into the forecourt. Underhand a scoop to Mullins. Transition 3. Bang, bang. Tristan Mullins back-to-back triples. And the Cardinals take a 2-point advantage. 22-20. Three-pointers are falling tonight for both teams. Leon swatting the shot for Bennett right there. But the officials calling a foul on Mack. Who's it going on? Well, they're going to call that on Leon's. Looked like he was well clear upstairs and executed that block cleanly. But Bennett gets the benefit of the doubt right there. He's already drilled 3 triples and now works his way to the free throw line looking for double figures. And he's got the first one, so 10 for Bennett. And now Kevin Lagardi is checking in for Gabe O'Neal. Some good minutes from Gabe right there. 9:16 remaining in the first half of play. 22-21, Mack on top. Second free throw missed by Bennett. Ball tapped out off of Swick, and Mineral Area College has it. Good ball game. It's very competitive. Neither team more than 4 points away from the other one yet. Here's Lagardi now bringing it across the half-court stripe. Lobs it over to Stewart. Fouled on the pass. And the whistle there goes on Harold Bennett. Boy, it'd be great to get that guy in foul trouble. He scored only 3 in that prep school game, but he's been hot tonight. 10 points already for Harold Bennett. 5 fouls whistled against Swick so far. 2 against the Cardinals. 9:09 remaining in the first half. And Mack leads by a point, 22-21. On the backcourt, here's James with it now. Jaquay dribbling with the left hand, pauses the dribble, puts it back down. Through the legs he goes now and bounces to Leons on the left elbow. Leons playing with his back to the basket, pushes it back out to James on the bounce pass. James driving left baseline, lobs it to Leons. He's in the left wing, drives left baseline, steps through 2 defenders and lays it in on the left side. Well done by Malavai Leons in 24-21. Mineral Area College leads 8:40. Remaining here in the first half, and a 10-second violation by the Mineral Area College defense. That Mack pressure certainly has been used to good effect. Already 3 steals and layups for Mack, and this time they'll get the basketball back on the 10-second violation. 8:38 remaining in the first half. Cardinals by 3, 24-21, and I'm back in a minute right here on J98.
When it comes to choosing a pharmacy that can give you exceptional customer service and the best prices, you need to visit Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Bigger stores don't always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript, and our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
...24-21 Mineral Area College basketball. Mack has it back after the 10-second backcourt violation by Swick. Good full court pressure by Mineral Area College, leading it by three. By the way, Cape Notre Dame leads by two over Perryville for the district soccer championship. 2-0 now in that one on the MIMO Info sports stream. Mack up three with 8:33 remaining in the first half. Jaquay James bounces it to Malavi Leons. Malavi looked for a drive, flips it over to Gabe O'Neill. Gabe pushes his man deep in the paint, shoots it up with a lefty hook. Shot won't fall, but Gabe will go to the free throw line. And the whistle going on, Brandon Beard. There are going to be a lot of guys that are going to be bruised and battered when they guard Gabe O'Neill this year. Strong dude. Gabe goes to the left hand, misses the free throw. So Gabe has 2 points, but he's 0-for-2 from the foul line so far today. Averaged 10.2 points last year. He scored 9 in each of the 2 games so far this year. And Gabe finds the range this time, and he has point number 3. So 25-21, a 4-point advantage for Mack, and that's as wide a margin as either team has had in this ballgame so far. Left corner 3 for Swick. Open looking shot by Brandon Beard. Missed it. Leons rises up for the rebound. Throws it out to James. James skips it into the forecourt now on the left wing. Drives it back up to the head of the circle. Keeps the dribble alive now. Looking for O'Neill. Can't find him. Swings to the right wing. That's Batchman with it. Batchman driving with the left hand. Gets to the middle. Floats. Fires. Got it to go. Keon Batchman with his first deuce. And the Cardinals extend their lead to 6, 27-21. Largest lead of the ball game for either side. That's how close it's been. Over to the right corner. Swick trying to cut that lead in half. Three-pointer missed by Jones. But Beard taps the rebound back outside. Frank will try the triple. Misses that one. O'Neill will pull the rebound in now. Bounces it over to his point guard, James. Jaws on the run. Driving it right of the lane. Looks for the right side layup, but lost it on the way up. And Swick now runs back at Mack. James driving it over to the left wing, Bennett. Bennett now just inside of the arc. 15-footer wouldn't go. Leons rises above the rim for the rebound. Throws it out to Batchman. Batchman now racing it up ahead. Goes to the left hand. His layup is swatted out of the air by Beard. Now Swick's on the run. Bennett left side layup. Missed it short. Cardinals with the rebound. Lagardi. They'll throw it up ahead and nearly throw it out of bounds, but Batchman tracked it down. Batchman to Lagardi. To O'Neill. O'Neill pounds his way inside. Ball comes loose from him. Slapped out of bounds off of Swick, and Mineral Area College will have it back. Lots of action, no scoring in the past 3 possessions, but Mineral Area College will get a shot at it now in their end of the court. 6:53 remaining in the first half and a timeout on the floor. 27-21, Mineral Area College with the lead in the ball, and we're back in a minute on J98.
You love to shop at Patsy.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always 50% off MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have 4 different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
I broadcast from the Mineral Area College broadcasts. Booth or chair or table or seat, or take your pick, and Mack is on top 27-21 over on AM 800 KREI. The Missouri Tigers open the season against Incarnate Word, and they lead 18-12 with just about 8 minutes remaining in the first half there at Mizzou Arena. Cardinal basketball, they try to flip it into Lagardi out of the timeout and turn it over, but then quickly steal it back, and O'Neill throws it back up ahead. Lagardi attacks again, floats and fires. That won't go. Batchman tracks it down, fires it back out to Murdix. Murdix on the left wing. Batchman driving to the middle. Right hand, left hand, charged. And he ran right over the Swick defender that time, and that was Kevin Caldwell that took the tumble. And for Mineral Area College, that'll be the first one on Batchman. So lots of activity in the last few minutes, but not much scoring. As Patrick Evans drives right down the middle of the lane, takes it right to Leon's and scores over the top of him. Patrick Evans has four. Leon's going to be the best rim protector for Mineral Area College this year, but boy, that time the 6'3 Evans went right after him. 27-23, Mack by four. Here's Gabe O'Neill to the right wing. Leon's a guarded three. In fact, they blocked it. Trey Jenkins got out there and blocked that attempted three from Leon's. Now the ball out of bounds, and they're giving it to Swick. All right, 6:07. Remaining in the first half, Mack by four, 27-23. Leon's out, Kevin Stone in. Full court pressure by Mack, 1-2-2 variety. Head of the press is Terrian Murdix. Swick playing catch in the backcourt now. Fired across the timeline. Terrific looking bounce pass that time to Braithwaite. But O'Neill gets up and he swats that shot attempt by Trey Jenkins. I mean, he got up and just put it up an umbrella over the top of him right there. Selassie Braithwaite in the ball game. 6'5 freshman from Antigua. And a foul now whistled on the Swick Blue Storm. But a great challenge by O'Neill right at the rim that time. Second foul of the game by Brandon Beard. And to the free throw line, Terrian Murdix. 6 foot freshman out of Springfield, Illinois. Puts it in the right hand, dips it, flips it, and he hits it. Terrian's got his first point. Mineral Area College with great balance in their scoring over their first two games. And we see the same thing tonight so far. Murdix back to the stripe, looking to go 2 for 2 on the exchange. And he's got it. Another nylon for Terrian Murdix. And Mineral Area College once again leads by 6, 29-23, matching their largest lead of the game, 5:50. Remaining in the first half of play. Swick basketball. Caldwell tries to drive it on Murdix. They swing it 2 passes to the left corner. Triple in the air by Braithwaite. Missed it. Max on the run now. Behind the back, it's Legardi. Legardi behind the back to the left side. Back to the right side. Missed the layup. O'Neill's got the rebound and fouled on the stick back attempt. Takes a good deal of damage to separate ball from man when you're talking about Gabe O'Neill. So Caldwell hit him pretty hard. And O'Neill's going back to the free throw line. Tristan Mullen's going to check in after this first free throw. O'Neill's first one perfect. Rattled it home, and Gabe's got four. So Mullins is in, along with Angelo Stewart. You got Stewart, Mullins, Murdix, O'Neill, all in the ball game. And the second one from Gabe is in there as well, as Leon's now comes in for O'Neill. Good minutes by Gabe. He's got five. And rounding it out is Kevin Stone for Mack. Mack will pick him up in the half court now. Man-to-man, 31-23. Mineral Area College with its largest lead, 8 points. A kicking violation whistled on Murdix right there. 5:20 remaining in the first half. Cardinals lead by 8, largest lead of the ball game. They split 2 meetings with Swick last year. Swick basketball put it into Caldwell. Mineral Area College in a half court, 1-3-1 zone right here. Now to the right wing, ball stolen away. Murdix is on the run. He's got a 3-on-1 to Leon's pump fake. Tries to lay it up from the left side, and he's wrapped up and taken down. He'll go to the free throw line. About 3 blue shirts right there. They're going to whistle Caldwell for his second personal. And Malavai Lyons goes to the free throw line. 6'9", freshman out of the Netherlands. Malavai has 2 points so far. And now make it 3. Nice looking shot. Nice looking free throw. Great release. Good arc. Tight backspin. Good looking free throw by Malavai. Leon's back to the stripe. Cardinals lead by 9. 32-23. 5:11 remaining in the first half of play. Leon's back to the stripe. Rattled it in and out this time. The Max on top by 9. 32-23. Both of these teams playing fast. It's been an entertaining ball game. Great pace to it. And now, out front guarding a half court, Murdix putting a blanket that time on Bennett. Bennett finally gives it up to left wing Evans. Evans drives it, has the ball slapped away from him. Great hustle by Stewart. Picked it off And as he went behind the back to try to get a good angle to drive, he stepped on the sideline. But great hustle that time by Angelo Stewart. 6'1 freshman, high school in Atlanta Prep School in Pennsylvania last year. Scored 29 a game. 32-23, Mack by 9, 4:48 remaining in the first half. Head of the defense, Terrian Murdix. And Mineral Area College going to come back in the half-court man-to-man right here, I believe. Now here's a drive left of the lane. Float and fire that time by Clavon Hilliard. Missed the shot, but got fouled somewhere in the air. And that whistle goes on Malavi Lions, his second personal. 4:39 remaining in our first half. Gabe O'Neill set to check back in. Clavon Hilliard to the free throw line. 6'3 sophomore out of Chicago. And the first one rolls through. He has his first point. Leons checks out. And O'Neill checks in. 32-24, Mack by 8. Hilliard back to the stripe, hit the first, and got the second. Good shooter's touch. His first 2 points. Murdix in the backcourt, guarded by Evans. Murdix will bring it across the timeline, one-on-one. Left hand now spins to the right on a good spin move to the right wing. Mullins underneath O'Neill. O'Neill 1-on-3, muscles his way inside and couldn't finish the shot. Jenkins grabs the rebound off the window. Now it's Bennett driving it along the left wing. Gives it up to the left corner, Hilliard. Hilliard going to dribble it back out along the wing. He scoots back 30 feet away. Now dribbles to the head of the circle to the bouncer right wing. That's to Bennett. And they slide it down underneath now to Trey Jenkins. He looks for a spin along the baseline. A little nudge with a knee, and that helped him go out of bounds. And Mack will have it back. 32-25, Mineral Area College by 7 with the basketball. Jacque James checking back in for Tristan Mullins. Cardinals by 7. Largest lead's been 9 by either squad, and that's Mack leading at 32-23. So the Cardinals looking for maybe that 9, maybe a 10-point lead on this possession. Left wing James with it now. James puts the dribble down with a right hand back to the left, now crosses over, drives, kicks to the right corner. Kevin Stone for 3, missed it. Backside rebound taken by Hilliard. Hilliard turns and sprints. Makes his way down the floor, right wing pass Bennett, triple, no, but rising high for the rebound, and the stick back was Hilliard. Hilliard grabbed it but was tied up on his way back up in the air, and so Mineral Area College has it on the alternate possession. 3:38 remaining in the first half. Mack by 7 still, 32-25. Full court pressure here by Swick. Ball put in play to Murdix. Murdix throws it over there to James. Chukwe dribbling with the left hand to left elbow. Back to the right wing, Murdix. Murdix outside of the arc. Lone post player for Mack right here is O'Neill. He'll come up to set the screen, but now it's a kick down at the right corner to Stone. Stone with a good strong drive, couldn't finish, and a frustration foul afterward. So that one's going on Kevin Stone. That's his first. Good news for Mack, only their 5th team foul. Already 9 team fouls against Swick. 3:18 remaining in the first half. Mack still by 7, 32-25. We've been stuck here for about 4 possessions. Swick basketball, Bennett controlling the action. He's done most of the ball handling for Swick here in this ball game. Hilliard picks up a screen, spins, traveled, no call, but then the ball knifed away from Jenkins. He regains it. And work it back out to Bennett between the circles. Driving left the lane, slams into O'Neill. Misses the shot, wild shot, but a backside rebound by Lillard. And he pumps it off the window for 2. 32-27, Mack by 5, 2:46 remaining in the first half. And a timeout by Luke Strege and the Cardinals. And we'll tell you more in a minute right here on J98.
From shredding to mailboxing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, even impressing your customers. When you have your packages professionally packed by our certified packing experts and backed with the Pack and Ship Guarantee to make sure your business looks
outstanding.
The UPS Store, every ing for small business. And of course, shipping. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus. See us now at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express Car Wash.
Mark your calendar for the Jefferson County Family YMCA's annual dinner and auction, Saturday, November 23rd. This one-of-a-kind evening is the single largest fundraising event for our Jefferson County YMCA, and the proceeds provide services for everyone in our community, regardless of their ability to pay. Join us by reserving a table or individual tickets. Call 636-931-YMCA or visit our website at www.gwryMCA.org.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Well, Patsy's Furniture timeout for you right there. You'll love to shop at Patsy's in Park Hills. 2:46 remaining in our first half of play. 32-27, MAC by 5 on our Parkland Healthmar Pharmacy scoreboard, committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. Mineral Area College basketball up by 5. Jaquay James running the point for MAC. Jaquay spins it over to the right wing for Angelo Stewart. Head of the circle, this is Bashman with it. Now back to James. Looks for a drive, but fouled. And that whistle going against Patrick Evans. You know, I wouldn't say either one of these teams are foul-proof, but they both have very good depth. And so wouldn't be like the end of last year where Mineral Area College had such a short bench. And James at the free throw line misses the first. So Jaquay, 2 for 2 at the foul line before that one. He's got another one coming. Good representation by the baseball team, the softball team, the volleyball teams, all out in support of the Cardinals men basketball team tonight. James missed both free throws. 2.5 minutes remaining in the first half and 32-27. Mineral Area College on top of the Blue Storm. Largest lead has been 9. Bennett gives it up. Looks to get it back in the back cut. But good defense by James, who now rips it off. Lagardi up the floor. James. James attacking right side. Fires it over to the right corner. Triple in the air. Stewart missed it. Backside rebound. Cardinals continue with it. Batchman. Batchman throws one up. This one actually goes behind the backboard, but doesn't actually go out of bounds. And Swick picks it up. Hilliard drives it into a double team. Ball slapped away. Cardinals are on the run again. James going in for the right side layup. Missed it. But a quick steal after the rebound, and Murdix puts it in. Swick had that rebound, and Murdix just ripped it off and pumped it through. 1:44 remaining in the first half, 34-27. Head of the circle, this is Frank dribbling with the basketball. A reach from behind. Murdix gets caught with his hand in the cookie jar, his first foul. But still only the 6th team foul on Mack in the first half. 1:37 remaining in the first half. Cardinals lead by 7, 34-27. Our Midwest Sports Center halftime show coming up. Check out that Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule for you. Break down scoring figures in the first half. And here's a foul on Jaquay James. Reached in there. Bennett got the pass. And that is the 7th team foul on Mack. So it'll be Blue Storm shooting a 1-on-1 here. Harold Bennett was hot early. Hit 3 threes, including a really tough one from about 22 feet where he stepped behind the screen moving left along that right wing. So James checks out. Gabe O'Neill in for him. So smallest guy replaced by biggest guy right there. And at the free throw line, Harold Bennett. Bennett 1 for 2 from the foul line. He's got a 1-on-1 right here. Missed it badly. And Murdix grabs a hold of the rebound. Murdix racing it up the floor to the right corner. Stewart. Stewart just flat took his eyes off of it and was stolen away by Frank. Up the floor now. Reverse layup. That goes down for Charles Jones. And Jones has his first bucket. Mack by 5, 34-29. 65 seconds remaining in the first half. Lob pass, Murdix. Lob it right back to the right wing, Batchman. Batchman lob back to the left wing. Murdix has it. Lob to Batchman. Right corner, Stewart. Stewart pump fake on a 3. Drives in traffic. Fouled at least twice, and we'll see who they ring it up for. And they're going to say this one goes on Patrick Evans, and that's his 2nd. Foul occurred in the air. Stewart to the free throw line, where he'll have 2 shots. Angelo has hit 2 threes already in the ball game. Stewart scored 22 last time out in that victory over Linkier Prep. Angelo's first free throw rattles in and out. Mineral Area College has missed its last 3 free throws. 51 seconds remaining in the first half. Adonis Humphreys checking in. Damarius Lillard checking in. So Jay Harrington going with the beef here in the final minute of the first half. Stewart trying to break this mini drought for Mack at the free throw line. And does it. Hit every part of the rim and bounced it in. He's got seven. Cardinals lead by six, 35-29. Swick quickly down the floor in a traveling violation against Charles Jones. Jones trying to create that contact and work his way to the line, but as he did so, he shoveled the feet. 45 seconds left. Mineral Area College by six with the basketball. Here's Terry and Murdix running point. Guards all over the place, though, for Mack. They've got a lot of ball handlers out there. Gabe O'Neill gets stuck on the left wing. He's outside of the arc. Gives it up to the right wing, Stewart. Bouncer to the top of the key, LaGuardia. Out of the right corner, Batchman. Batchman quickly double-teamed to O'Neill inside. O'Neill's shirt flying away from his body as they grabbed him. No call, but Mineral Area College will have it. Now with 7 seconds remaining on the shot clock, 23 on the game clock, and the official says that he spotted some blood now here on Terry and Murdix. And if that's the case, they'll have to get that taken care of and all cleaned up. So 23 seconds remaining here in the first half, 35-29 on our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. So they're going to work on the jersey of Terry and Murdix here real quick. And in the meantime, Coach Strege will go to his bench and bring in Tristan Mullins. Mack basketball, 7 seconds on the shot clock, 23 on the game clock. Cardinals work with it in their end off to my left, working from my right to my left, and 35-29, Mack leads by six. They lob it in for Batchman. Batchman between the circles with five, four. Batchman with three. Batchman with two, launches, missed it short. Rebound ripped down by Swick. Jones throws it up ahead. That's for Jenkins. Swick now with the basketball on the right wing. Jones has it back. Fires to the head of the circle. Frank with five. Frank driving with four, three. Bounces it underneath and throws a bounce pass underneath to Littler, who jams it in right before the buzzer. So the Blue Storm get a little bit of momentum as they head to the locker room, and the Cardinals lead by four at the break. Mineral Area College 35 and Swick 31. We've come to the half and your Midwest Sports Center halftime show coming up in 2 minutes right here on J98.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll, and we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to eight and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go, Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit, or visit them online at twincitytoyota.com.
Everybody's going home.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Let's check in with Taylor now at Midwest Sports Center right off Highway 67 in Farmington. And Taylor, I understand that you have some 2019 models that you're really wanting to find a new home for.
Yeah, we sure do. We got a couple of 2019 Rangers and a couple of Razors left. Come on in and see us. We got some good sale prices on them. Get them while they're still here. Just ask for Taylor.
Stop by and see Taylor today. He's at Midwest Sports Center. What's the phone number?
It's 573-756-7975.
Stop by and see him today at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
And now here's Leon's driving it. Hops up in the air, pushes it over the left corner. Three-pointer by Stewart. Ring the bell on his first shot. Angelo Stewart gets Mack on the board, and the Cardinals lead 3-2. Quick steal in the backcourt. James rips it off, drives it in. Left-hand layup, got it! James goes to the left hand, drives to the free throw line. Leon's on the right wing. Pump fake drives. Kicks it out to the left wing. Stewart, another three. Bang! Bang! Angelo Stewart ripping his first two threes right through the net, and the Cardinals lead 8-5. Little flavor of the first half brought to you by Gilster, Mary Lee, hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates, benefits and bonuses. Call Mike Welker, 1-800-851-5371. Great work by Jack Sadler in the studio for getting those ready for us here on our Midwest Sports Center halftime show. It's been a very closely contested first half of play. Most of it was played between 6 points going either way. It was a modest lead by Swick of 4 points early on. They were up 20-16. And then Mineral Area College going on an 11-1 push to take a 6-point lead at 27-21. Mineral Area College had its largest lead at the 4.5-minute mark of the first half, 32-23. But Swick with a little push as we closed out the first half of play on a nice feed down underneath to Demarius Lillard, who dunked it in right before the buzzer. And our halftime score, Mineral Area College 35, and the visitors from Southwest Illinois College 31. Let's go over the individual scoring for you in this one, as Kevin Caldwell scored 3 points for the Blue Storm, did that on a 3-point shot. Harold Bennett was just hot early. He hit two threes early, and then a little bit later he knocked in another three where he stepped behind the screen. He jumped to his left and then blasted it through from about 22 feet. And then you throw a free throw in there for good measure, and he's got 10 points to lead all scorers. Charles Jones with a pair. Wanye Frank with two. Patrick Evans scored four. Trey Jenkins with two. Lamarius Lillard had 4 points, including that dunk right there at the end of the first half. And Adonis Humphreys with 2 points for the Blue Storm, totaling up to 31. The Mineral Area College Cardinals are led by Angelo Stewart. He scored 7 in the first half. Tristan Mullins hit a couple of threes, so he's got 6 points. Jaquay James with 4. Terrian Murdix scored 4 points in the first half, along with Kevin Lagarde. Gabe O'Neill had 5. Keon Batchman with 2. And Malavi Leons with 3 points in the first half. That rounds out the entire scoring. And 35-31, the Mineral Area College Cardinals lead by 4 at the half. It is North County night here at Mineral Area College. The band doing a terrific job playing the national anthem and playing some songs pregame as well. And the North County dance team on the floor here at the Bob Sechrest Field House now at the half as well. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll check out what else is going on tonight and check out our hearing care partners' broadcast schedule as well. 35-31, Mineral Area College leads. More Midwest Sports Center halftime show in 2 minutes right here on J98.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Carsh Boulevard in Farmington.
Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, Missouri invites you to come on down and let us help you find your next vehicle. Purchasing a car, SUV, or truck can be an overwhelming experience. The Gateway crew will help you find the right vehicle for your personal or family needs. We offer 24-month or less, no-interest loans for qualified buyers. Come on down to 509 Lincoln Drive and let us help you find a reliable vehicle that fits your wallet.
How
would you like to win a special edition Toyota Supra or over $50,000 in cash?
Hi, this is Kim Elbel.
Twin City Toyota has teamed up with Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place to build much-needed transitional housing for domestic violence survivors. Purchase a ticket for just $100 to win this iconic sports car or the cash value. Get your raffle ticket today at Twin City Toyota or online at comtree.org/Supra. The drawing will be held on Black Friday, November 29th. Get your ticket today and good luck.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
Swick leads here, 20-16, 10-10, remaining in the first half. Right corner, quick triple, and you can count all three of those for Tristan Mullins. James now drives into the forecourt. Underhand a scoop to Mullins. Transition three. Bang, bang. Tristan Mullins back-to-back triples. And the Cardinals take a two-point advantage, 22-20. Good stuff from Tristan Mullins right there as well. His two triples in the first half, 35-31. Mineral Area College leads at the half. On our Midwest Sports Center halftime show, let's look at some other scores. On regional radio tonight, the Missouri Tigers leading Incarnate Word, the Tiger men in their opener tonight, 43-22. The halftime score, Jeremiah Tillman with 12 first-half points. Strong showing from him, 6 out of 8. The 6 out of 8 from the field there in the first half for Jeremiah Tillman. Also, there was a winner in district soccer tonight on the MIMO Info sports stream. And it was Cape Notre Dame defeating Perryville 3-0. Nathan had the call on that one. Let's consult now our Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule. You can do this anytime you like on MIMOinfo.com. We will have more high school boys soccer tomorrow on the air. Windsor against Hillsborough on AM 1400 KJEF radio for the Class 3 District 2 Championship. It's a 445 Fleegs Equipment pregame show. And then Friday, we will have district semifinal action in boys high school football on all of our stations right here on J98. St. Genevieve playing at Central. On AM 800 KREI, Farmington will play host to Festus in a rematch of their district semifinal from a year ago. The game on AM 1400 KJEF radio has Hillsborough traveling to Cape Central. And then on our MIMO Info sports stream, St. Pius travels to the Boot Hill to take on Caruthersville. It's a 6 o'clock Fleegs Equipment pregame show on all of our stations and also on our MIMO Info sports stream. And remember, stick around afterward to hear all the scores, highlights, and area interviews with area coaches and players on our Home Pools and Spas End Zone show. Also on our Home Pools and Spas broadcast schedule, we will have two Mineral Area College games for you coming up on Saturday. The Mineral Area College ladies will start out our day of basketball as they will be at home against John A. Logan. 12:45 Fleegs Equipment pregame show on Saturday right here on AM 800 KREI. And then the men going to be playing on Saturday as well at Southeastern Illinois. And we will join that game immediately following our broadcast of the ladies' action from right here against John A. Logan at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse. Jim Gerwitz stopping by, and we're going to go ahead and throw a headset on him real quick. North County Day at the Fieldhouse. I like the band, man. They're doing a good job.
Yeah, they're rocking it out tonight, aren't they?
Good job on the national anthem and some
Raider
other stuff.
The Raiderettes did an outstanding job.
Raiderettes?
If I could have got the music guy to get the music on right, we'd have been even better.
That was a delay. it just heightened the anticipation.
It was just the cord was turned. Roy had the cord in wrong.
You know what I noticed, Jim, is great representation by your baseball team, your ladies basketball team, volleyball team. I see softball players. The athletes are really supporting one another.
Yeah, that's great to see. You know, I'm glad to see that. You know, there's some cohesion there.
Yeah.
They're supporting each other, and hopefully, you know, everybody will go support each individual sport when we start playing them all.
You've got a great deal on season tickets this year as well, and a great time to mention it with the home opener tonight. $10 will get, is it right?
$10
will get you in all year?
You every game. Yeah. Every game. It's either, it's a great deal. Where else
it
can
is.
You get for $10 for how many games we got? I guess 20-plus games probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's a good deal. I know in the past we haven't had many, we haven't sold many passes. We usually give them out and things like that. So, I know it's a little change, and hopefully the community will support that.
Yep, hopefully they do too. Hopefully we get a win. Let's go get the Cardinals a win tonight.
That's right, let's do it.
All right, 35-31, Mac leading at the half, and we're back in 2 minutes with your second half of play right here on J98.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, your local home of the No Bull Deal. The word local, you've heard the phrase shop local, buy local, but do you really think exactly what that means? When you shop here at Lucas Smith, you put your trust in the hands of all of my employees who also eat, play, work, live, and shop local. Jefferson County is their home too. Why drive for miles when you can buy what's right here in your backyard? All we ask at Lucas Smith Chrysler is to give us the chance to earn your business. Please shop local, and remember, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
As soon as everyone has their dish, heads can't help but turn to your sizzling beef tenderloin. Food envy sets in instantly. The plate in front of you is so tantalizing you hardly hear the oohs and ahs. How's the tenderloin, they ask? It's juicy and succulent. Of course it is. It's beef. And it's what's for dinner.
This message brought to you by the Missouri Beef Industry Council. See what's cooking at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
The Dough Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
KTJJ, Farmington, Festus, Crystal City, St. Genevieve. J98 The Boot.
Home opener here at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse for the Mineral Area College men. They lead 35-31, just getting set for the second half of play. Southwest Illinois College, or SWIC, will have the basketball as we return to play. Kevin Caldwell gets the second half start along with Trey Jenkins, Braden Beard, Harold Bennett, and Patrick Evans. So Jay Harrington mixing it up a little bit from what he did in the first half. Mineral Area College goes with the same five. Malibu Lions, Tristan Mullins, Jaquay James, Angelo Stewart, Gabe O'Neill. Back on the floor starting for the Cardinals here in the second half. It'll be a half-court trapping defense by Mac to start things. Malibu Lions at the head of this thing. And so Swig passes out along the perimeter. Caldwell dodges to the free throw line. Oh, mercy. He bounced it off the rim. He bounced it off the very top of the backboard, and it fell through. And we've got a two-point game. 35-33. Mineral Area College was on top 32-23. So it's been a 10-3 run by the SWIC Blue Storm to make it a two-point game. Half minute gone, second half. Jaquay James at the head of the circle. Stop-and-go drive goes down the left side. Fires it out to the left corner. Stewart, bang, 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 his third three of the game. And Angelo Stewart's got 10 points. Nice find that time by Jaquay James. And the Cardinals have pushed the lead to 5, 38-33. 1 minute gone in the second half. SWIC basketball. Caldwell pushes it over to the left wing. Here's Patrick Evans with it outside of the arc. Evans driving on Mullins. Mullins turns him back away. Back to the right wing, Caldwell. Caldwell back to Evans. Evans trying to find an angle down underneath to Jenkins, and Jenkins does a tremendous job of drawing the double team and then just shuffling it block to Beard, who has an uncontested shot from the right low block. And it's back to a three-point contest, 38-35. Mack leads it by three. 18-33 remaining here in the second half of play. Kirby going to do a little color commentary for me on the second half of play right here. Sitting down Mike's side with us. And now here's a shot down underneath. This one's missed by Stewart. And Swick going the other way. Lob pass. Jenkins couldn't dunk it and couldn't do anything with it. And landed on the baseline and turned it over. Mineral Area College will have it back. Kirby, we going to get a win tonight? Okay, Kirby says yes. Kirby gives us a thumbs up. We're going to get a win tonight here in the home opener. 18-15 remaining here in the second half of play. Jaquay James running point for Mineral Area College. Looks for a drive to the left elbow, cut off, backs out, drives it again, and lays it in! Jaquay James goes one on two, and they better get more guys. James with points number five and six, and 40-35. Mineral Area College leads it by five. Bennett dribbling it out front. He had a strong first half with 10, hit three threes. Bennett swings it over to the right wing, Beard, drives back to Bennett, left wing, open three, missed it this time. Stewart grabs the rebound, throws the outlet pass to James, lost it, got it back, now drives it, pushes back to Stewart, right corner, Stewart drives, back to James, wide open three, head of the circle, and he airballed it. Swick will have it back. 40-35, Mack leads. We're 2.5 minutes gone in the second half. Thanks for joining us tonight on J98, the Missouri Tigers playing over on our AM side, AM 800, KREI. The Tigers were leading it at the half, 43-22 over Incarnate Word. Now here's a drive left baseline, and Jenkins goes strong to the hole, pushes it off the window for two. 6'7", freshman out of Sykeston, good-looking athlete. Tremendous player at the high school level for Sykeston. They were ranked number one probably most of his high school career. Yeah. 40-37, Mack leads it by three. James head of the circle, finds O'Neal. O'Neal gives it back to him. Ball deflected by Swick, 10 on the shot clock. O'Neal hooks a pass down underneath now. Tremendous block by Swick that time. As Stewart threw it up there, Patrick Evans went up and tossed it right back to him. Stewart did get it back and tried to put it up again, and the second time he got fouled. So Angelou Stewart going to the free throw line. And the whistle goes on Caldwell. That's his third personal. Angelo going to the free throw line. Stewart blew up for 22 points in that game number two win over Linkier Prep. And Angelo having a nice game here tonight as well as he hits the free throw. He's notched point number 11. Wanye Frank checking in for the Blue Storm. Frank in, Caldwell out. And Stewart is back at the free throw line. Angelo trying to make it a five-point advantage, does so as he rattles that home. Angelo leading the Cardinals with 12 points. 42-37, Mack by five. Swick basketball across the timeline to Frank. They look for a bouncer underneath, but Leons is there to rip it off. Leons now to Mullins. Mullins across the timeline. Left corner, Twick, quick trigger. Stewart pumps it in again. Stewart's got 15. It's one thing to be hot, another thing to be good. Stewart's just good. And 45-37, Mineral Area College leads by eight. Leon swatting the shot for Bennett. A foul called, though. I don't know who it's on, though. I don't know if they got Leon upstairs or somebody else downstairs. They'll say this one goes on Gabe O'Neal, actually, his first personal. And that does send Harold Bennett to the free throw line. Good driving point guard, good shooting point guard. Nice player. Harold Bennett, a freshman out of Indianapolis for Swick. He hits the free throw, and he has 11 points. Mack by 7, 45-38, 16-21 remaining in our second half. Back to the stripe, and Bennett hit them both. He's got 12. So Bennett leads the Blue Storm with 12. Stewart leads the Cardinals with 15. Stewart gets it off the inbound, works it right back to Mullins. Mullins going to dribble it across the timeline now. And now he's got it in the half court. James calling for it. They find him at half court. Jaquay starts the offense with plenty of time to go on the shot clock. Spins a 360 here. Back cut, Leons couldn't find him. Jaquay head of the circle. Now out of the right wing, Mullins. O'Neal posting, calling for it. Couldn't find him there. Seven on the shot clock. Mullins drives. Throws it to nobody, but fortunately, it was deflected out of bounds by Jenkins, and Mack will have it with 5 seconds on the shot clock. So Mullins to put it in play. One man in each corner. Inbound play to Stewart. Stewart head of the sulker. Leon's trying to beat the shot clock, and he airballs the three-point shots. The shot clock violation, and Swick will have it back. 45-39. Stewart actually had a decent look at a three in the right corner. Gave it up. Maybe he thought somebody could get a better look with the shot clock winding down, though. Stewart's a pretty good bet to shoot that one. And now here's a jam. Driving in for the left baseline is Trey Jenkins. He goes up and rocks the rim off to our left, and we've got a four-point game. 45-41, Jay Harrington going to his bench. Line change coming up for Swick. Top of the key, here's Shaquay James. Right wing Mullins with it now. Mullins, jab step, picks up a screen from O'Neal and palms the basketball and turns it over. So Swick going to go with three fresh bodies, Newsom, Jones, and also Lillard in the ball game for Swick. Hilliard out there, and they'll also bring Bennett now off the court. And Luke Strege going to his bench, and Kevin Stone will check in for O'Neal. 45-41. Neither team is led by double digits in this game. Largest lead has been 9 for Mack at 32-23. Been a very good competitive ball game. Cardinals led by 8 moments ago at 45-37, but 4 straight points by the Blue Storm, and we've got a 4-point game. Swick basketball now. Head of the circle. James defending Frank. Frank picks up a screen, drives to the free throw line, throws now to the right corner. Triple by Hilliard, missed it. And Leons rises way upstairs for the rebound. Stewart was on the run, couldn't find him. Over to the right wing, James. James working on the screen, pick and roll Leons. Now James drives it, retreats, drives again, throws to the left corner. Stewart, triple. Yes, sir! Bang, 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 bang. Angelo Stewart, 4 threes, and he's got 18 points. And another good find by Jaquay James. 48-41. Mack on the rail by 7. 14-30 remaining in the second half. Stewart's feeling it tonight. James finding him. Out of the circle, Lillard. Lillard swings it over to the right wing, Frank. Frank retreats. He's out between the circles. 7 on the shot clock. Frank drives it. Hands it off, just puts it right in the gut of Newsom, who drives in, and Leon swats the shot out of the air. Bouncer up ahead, right side layup, count it! Angelo Stewart with 20 points, and the Cardinals lead by 9, matching their largest lead of the game, 50-41. That's your McDonald's fast break, or your Egg McMuffin always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. 50-41, Mineral Area College on top, 14:02 remaining in the second half. Timeout Swick, and we're back in a half a minute right here on J98.
The leaves are turning, temperatures are falling, and the flavors of the holidays have returned to Prairie Farms. Prairie Farms flavored milks add a delightful taste to the holidays. Flavors like chocolate custard, maple pecan, sugar cookie, chocolate mint, and holiday custard. And don't forget their delicious eggnog. No holiday table would be complete without sour cream, dips, cottage cheese, and ice cream. Prairie Farms, dedicated farmers, happy cows, and good milk.
Leon starting the fast break with his defense. Stewart finishing it with a layup on the right side on Angelo. Has 20 points now. Back-to-back 20-point games for Angelo Stewart. Stewart scored 9 in his debut, 22 last game and 20 tonight, and 50-41. Mineral Area College on top by 9, matching their largest lead of the ball game. The Swick timeout. And now the Blue Storm go to work on the offensive end. Frank holds it high overhead along that left wing. A near steal by Stone right there. Frank, though, drives it as he goes past. Now Leons deflects it, and the Cardinals are on the run again. Loose ball. Leons picks it up, pivots, goes off the window. Count the shot, and he's headed to the free throw line. And the Mineral Area College Cardinals lead by double digits for the first time tonight. 52-41. Leons with a bucket and looking for more. Malavi Leons with 5 points. And at the stripe now to try to complete the three-point play. The foul on Newsom, his second, and a timeout on the floor. 13:36 remaining in the second half. 52-41 Mack. We're back in a minute on J98.
Flegg's Equipment was founded as a family-owned and operated business, where it remains to this day. Known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Hustler, Vermeer, Cub Cadet, Massey Ferguson, and many more. Flegg's Equipment is a proven company with certified technicians and customer service where you're more than just a number. Our certified technicians can diagnose, troubleshoot, repair, and maintain your equipment. Not just one color, but every color. Even if you don't purchase your equipment here, we can provide you with the best service available and the largest selection of parts. As the months turn colder, it's time to service your equipment. Get it ready for spring and summer. Winterize your equipment and tune up any equipment that you'll need over the winter. We do that here, and we do it well. If you're in the market for a new compact tractor, blades, whatever the need, see us here at Flegg's Equipment. Make us your first stop. Flegg's Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, and on the Outer Service Road in Ludington. Online 24/7 at Flegg's.com. Flegg's Equipment. Let our family serve your family.
Mineral Area College leads by 11. And Leon's is at the free throw line to shoot the free throw. Trying to complete the three-point play. Leon's with 5 points. And Mineral Area College leads by double digits for the first time tonight. Leon's scored 9 points in his first game as a Cardinal. 13 last time out. He's got 5 so far tonight. He affects the game in so many ways. Long, rangy, athletic, can run, can jump, can shoot. Leon's completes the three-point play. He's got 6 points and 53-41. Mineral Area College on top here. Blue Storm basketball, left wing Bennett. Bennett swings to the right wing now for Frank. Frank off the dribble, picks it up. Left wing Bennett down to the left corner now. Good ball movement to Jones, misses the triple. Leon's tried to rise high for the rebound, but it's a long one back out to Swick. Here's a drive left baseline, Jones. Jones kicks it out to the right wing, Frank missed it. Leon's grabs the rebound. In traffic, pushes it over to Murdix running the point. Murdix sets up shop in the left wing now. Murdix through the legs now, drives it now between the circles. Head of the circle he goes, now to the left wing. This is Batchman. Batchman lost it on the drive. Ball ripped away from him, and Newsom throws it up ahead for Bennett. And as Bennett attacks the rim, he was fouled on the floor before he got there. Probably a good foul. Second one on Kevin Stone. If he waited another step, that foul probably comes on the shot. So Bennett to put it in play, left of the bucket along the baseline. Swick finds Newsom, mid-post left side, punches it to the top of the circle for Lillard. He misses the three. Long rebound taken by Swick. And now a wide-open triple is buried by Charles Jones. Kind of got a lucky bounce there. Missed three. Rebound goes long. Leon's was down underneath in pretty good position. 53-44, Mac by 9. 12.5 minutes remaining here in the second half. Double team in the backcourt. Murdix has the ball slapped away from him. It's tied up after it hits the floor. If they go alternate possession, Mac will have it, and that's what they'll do. So alternate possession, and Mineral Area College will control. 12:23 remaining here in the second half, 53-44. Chad Speaker, Mike Side, thanks so much for joining me tonight. Jack Sadler in the studio, engineering and operating our game for us tonight. Doing a great job. If you're listening online, well, that's courtesy of Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, home of LS Tractors. Lead the herd, don't just follow. Coles Tractor and Equipment, Highway 32 in Farmington. Keon Batchman, just inside of the arc, gets fouled on the shot from behind. And it was Wanye Frank that caught a piece of him. Start of the free throw line, Keon Batchman. 6'1 freshman out of St. Louis. 2 points for him tonight, now make it three. And another one upcoming for Batchman. Mineral Area by 10, 54-44. Largest lead has been 12, and now at 11 as Batchman hit them both. They're going to give Batchman 3 shots. I thought his feet were on the line. My mistake, he's getting 3 shots, so he could equal that largest lead of the ball game for Mac if he knocks this one down, and that's exactly what he does. So 5 for Batchman, hits all 3, and the Cardinals once again by 12, 56-44. And 12:09 remaining in the second half. A foul as Swick tried to make its way up the floor. A little nudge that time by Batchman. Last year, the Cardinals gave up 81 and a win to the Blue Storm. They gave up 88 and a loss. And, boy, it doesn't seem like they're going to give up anywhere close to that here tonight. And Coach Strege talks about how Tim Walsh does a lot of the defensive coaching and calls for Mineral Area College on this team. Swick gets a man popping open on the right low block. It's Caldwell. Caldwell hangs, fires, hits the shot, and fouled on the process. Terrian Murdix fouling him there. The second one on Murdix. So Caldwell now with 7 points. And at the free throw line trying to complete the three-point play. 12:02 remaining in the second half. Mack by 10, 56-46. And the three-point play is complete by Caldwell. He has 8. Leon's checking in. Stone checking out. Full court pressure by Swick right here. Cardinals with just a bevy of ball handlers, though. They've got guards to spare on this team. Bouncer across the timeline to Batchman, and as soon as I say that, the Cardinals turn it over. Swick goes the other way, and kind of a dunk by Jones. Went up and tried to dunk it, hit the rim, kind of missed that flush, but then the ball did go through eventually. And 56-49, Mineral Area College by 7. Transition 3 right here, and pumping it in is Lagardi. His first triple of the game. 7 points for Lagardi and a timeout by Mack. 11:34 remaining in the second half. Cardinals lead by 10, 59-49. Back in a minute right here on J98.
Fall is here and winter is on the way. This is Randy from Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, and we're always ready to help you get what you need no matter what the season may be. Plumbing, electrical, hardware, lumber, tools, and so much more. Stop by and see us. Check the Makita, Yeti, and Traeger grill inventory. We're Gifford Lumber Company, and we're hometown proud, located on Potosi Street in Farmington.
Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, hometown proud.
Rolling hills, wooded forest, pasture, crops. If you've ever dreamed of having a place of your own in the country, we can help. So get back to your roots and back to the country with a fixed-rate loan from First State Community Bank and our partner, Farmer Mac. We'll work hard to find the right financing for your recreational property. See the team today or visit fscb.com for more information. First State Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
.59-49, Mineral Area College on top of the Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy scoreboard. Committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. 59-49, Mack leads by 10. Swick basketball out of the timeout. And Mineral Area College will play half-court defense. You've got Leons, O'Neal, Mullins all in the ballgame along with Lagardi and Murdix. Swick basketball, and Frank will bounce it across the timeline. Bennett's been the point guard most of the night. He's not on the floor for Swick right now, so it's Frank spinning a 360 out there. He's guarded tightly by Murdix. Mineral Area College in a half-court trapping defense right here. Swick going to play it down to the right corner. Now dribble to the top of the key for Frank. Spins it down to the right corner once again. This is Jones. And out of the left wing, Evans guarded 3. Missed it. Nothing but blue shirts on the rebound. But the Cardinals nearly stole it away. Mullins kind of ducked in after the rebound. And looked like he was going to rip him off. But it goes off of him and out of bounds. Blue Storm basketball right of the bucket along the baseline. Frank to put it in play. They send Jenkins down the middle of the lane, can't find him, and now a pass over to the left. It was Newsom expecting the zig from Evans. Evans gave him the old zag, though, and nobody was there when the pass arrived. 59-49, Mineral Area College by 10. Largest lead has been 12. 11 minutes remaining in the second half. Cardinal basketball. Murdix bringing it across the timeline. Sets up shop on the right elbow, pitches it backward, three-pointer by Malavi Lions. And Malavi hits the triple. He's got 9. And the Cardinals lead by 13. Their largest lead of the game. Swick quickly down the floor. A layup does go in on the left side, but a foul called before the shots. So the Cardinals leading it by 13. The foul goes on Murdix, his third. And Swick basketball left of the bucket along the baseline. Frank to put it in play. Frank Throws a no-look pass under there. Leons rips it off, throws it ahead. Murdix, left side layup, high off the window and gets it to fall. Threw it up well past the shot blocker that time, and the Cardinals lead by 15, 64 to 49. 10.5 minutes remaining in the second half. Blue Storm work with it. Evans on the right wing. Evans a bouncer to the left wing, and Swick turns it over again. Last time they threw the pass when no one was there. This time they throw the pass right through the legs of their teammate. And a timeout by Jay Harrington. 10-19 remaining in the second half. Cardinals by 15, 64-49 in the home opener here at the Bob. And we're back in a minute right here on J98.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate has been the trusted real estate advisor for over 60 years in the Mineral area. Hi, I'm Kim Hudson, owner of Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. No one has helped more people buy or sell real estate in our community than the agents at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We are proud of the community in which we live and serve. Contact us today for all your real estate needs. Find us on Facebook or online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Coldwell Banker Holsey, we would love to be your realtor.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Can you believe the McDonald's Happy Meal is 40 years old? What's your favorite Happy Meal memory growing up? McDonald's wants to know. Share your favorite memory and you could win a surprise Happy Meal collector's box or 40 free Happy Meal gift cards. To be eligible, share your story between November 3rd and 11th at anniversarycontest.com. That's anniversarycontest.com. You have to be 18 to enter. Share your favorite Happy Meal story and you could be a winner.
A little update from AM 800 KREI, AM 1400 KJF. Missouri Tigers leading Incarnate Word by 30, 57-27 at Mizzou Arena in their opener. 64-49 Mineral Area College on top of the Swick Blue Storm in the home opener for the Cardinals. Cardinals basketball as we come back from the timeout. We're halfway through the second half of play. This is Terrian Murdick slashing down the left side of the lane. Misses that runner. Long rebound now to O'Neal, and Gabe gets whistled for the charge as he flattens Braden Beard. Gabe tried to get it all stopped in time, but getting all that stopped in time is, well, too much to be effectively solved on the drive. 64-49, Mack leads by 15. 10 minutes remaining in the second half of the play. Mineral Area going to pick him up in the half court here. Looks like it'll be a half-court man, but Mineral Area College shifting defenses effectively tonight. Blue Storm have played only one game that was against a prep school. They scored 77 points in the first half of that game. They scored 127 in the ball game. This is not the same type of competition tonight, though. Long three-point shot by Beard. Missed it short. Rebound taken down by Stewart. Passes it off to James. James and O'Neal trying to work the pick and roll on the right wing. James fires up the three-point shot and buried it. Jaquay James knocks in his first three-pointer of the night. He's got 9 points, and the Cardinals have now pushed that lead to 18, 67-49. At the free throw line, a bounce pass through the legs of Trey Jenkins, and the Blue Storm have kind of come apart over the last few minutes here. In the last five possessions, they've thrown two passes through the legs of teammates and another one. They threw a pass where no teammate was. And the Cardinals have taken advantage. Mack looking for its first 20-point lead of the ball game right here. Gabe O'Neal head of the circle. Hands it off for Leons. Leons left wing Stewart. Now to James. James is on the left wing. Gabe O'Neal gets out in front of him. James launches a wild contested three-point shot that's an air ball, and it goes out of bounds. Swick basketball. Daylon Dalton checking in for Swick right here. 5'8 freshman out of Francis Howell out of St. Louis. And he's going to run point here for the Blue Storm. Dalton of 5'8 goes against James at 5'8 for Mineral Area College. Bounces a right wing Caldwell. Caldwell throws a bounce pass to the right corner. Now, Mack did touch this one, but once again, that was a poor pass for Swick. Swick, though, has it over on that far sideline. And Mineral Area College going from our left to our right here in the second half. Swick goes from our right to our left. Top of the key, Dalton. Dalton driving it on. James stops, fires it back out front. Beard for three. Missed it short. Rebound Jenkins. Tried to follow it back up and in. Missed it, but he is headed to the free throw line. Eight team fouls on Mac in the second half. Only three on the Blue Storm, but Mineral Area College certainly in the more effective half so far. That's the third foul on Malavi Leons. 8:41 remaining in the second half, and Jenkins misses the front end of the two-shot foul. Trey Jenkins, freshman out of Sykeston. 6 points for him in the game so far. 67-49, Mineral Area College by 18 points. Jenkins back to the stripe. And he rattles this one home. He's got seven. Cardinals basketball, full court pressure by Swick. Dalton picking up James in the full court. James through the legs once and twice behind the back. Now a crossover and spins the ball over to the right wing into the hands of Stone. Stone gives it back to James. He's slashing down the middle of the lane now. Double clutch shot up, but a foul on the ground. Dalton caught a piece of him on the way by. Daylon Dalton with his first personal foul. 67-50, Mineral Area College by 17 points. Largest lead's been 18 just moments ago. Mullins puts it in. That's for James. James out at half court right now. He's watched by Dalton. James picks the dribble up, throws to Mullins. He's on the right wing, well out, 30 feet away. Leon's trying to work that pick and roll. Mullins takes it all the way to the rim. Oh, almost tossed it through. Nifty move. And just kind of missed the angle on the backboard right there, but had a good chance at it. Caldwell, good wraparound pass underneath to Jenkins, and Jenkins curls up a scoop off the window on the left side. Really nice move by Trey Jenkins. And now James drives the length of the floor. He goes one on three, and he misses the layup. And now Caldwell racing it back the other way. He goes one on four, and he can't hit the layup either, but he is fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line. And this whistle going on Mullins, that's his first. 7:46 remaining in the second half, 67-52. Mineral Area College leading it by 15 points. Murdick's going to come on for James here. First free throw by Caldwell, though, first. Goes down. And Caldwell with 9 points. Coming in for the Cardinals, number 2, Mineral Area leading it by 14 points. Caldwell has another free throw. Caldwell looking for double figures here. He's got it. 10 points for Kevin Caldwell. Caldwell played for Swick last year, one of the few guys coming back on this team, averaged just under 6 points per game. Here's a foul in the backcourt by Swick. Second quick one on Daylon Dalton. 7:41 remaining in the second half. Mineral Area College by 13 points, 67-54. Cardinals led by 18 a couple of minutes ago, 67-49. Full court pressure here by Swick. They'll challenge the inbounds in the backcourt. Matt going to be pushing it from our left to our right. Leon going to be the screen setter for Murdix. Mullins is going to be the guy that puts it in play over on that far sideline. And coming into the backcourt to get the inbounds is Murdix. Murdix splits a double team. And now right underneath the goal, wide open for the layup is Kevin Stone. Tremendous passing by the Cardinals to get it to the open man. That's how you break the pressure right there. 69-54, Mac by 15 points. A drive by Caldwell, deep of the paint, surrounded by Cardinal defenders. Bounces it back out front. That's for Braithwaite. Braithwaite dribbles it back up to the head of the circle. Drives it to the left elbow. Guarded by Mullins. Thought he pulled the pivot foot, no call. Ball slapped at, and out of bounds off of Mineral Area College. Nice defense by Terrion Murdix. All over Dalton right there. 69-54. Mac by 15, 7-11. Remaining in the second half. Dalton puts it in play for Jenkins. Gets it right back. Looks for his own drive. Nice help side D forcing the turnover, and Mullins picks it off. Bounce pass up ahead. Stewart attacks the rack. Reverse layup won't fall, but he's going to the free throw line. And a round of applause by assistant coach Tim Walsh on the rebound and the great bounce pass and look ahead by Tristan Mullins right there. At the free throw line, Angelo Stewart leads all scorers with 20. Stewart scored 22 last time out against Linkier Prep. He's looking for the double deuce again tonight if he can knock in two free throws here. And the first one is perfect. So blackjack for Angelo. And another free throw upcoming. Lagarde checks in and O'Neill checks in. Mullins will remain. And back to the free throw line, Angelo Stewart. Mineral Area College will clear out the free throw lane and send the four men back to play defense. Stewart back to the stripe. 9 points in his first game, 22 in his second one. Looking for point number 22 here tonight on this free throw. Got another nylon for Angelo. Nice game for Angelo Stewart. He's got four threes to his credit as well. 71-54, Mac by 17. Largest lead's been 18. Coming out to help on the double team was Mullins. And they'll say that he caught a piece of the arm. Second personal on Tristan. And the 19 foul on Mineral Area College. Timeout, 71-54. Mac on top of Swick. 6:52 remaining in the home opener here at the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse. We're back in a minute right here on J98.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct. Direct from the major brand maker, not the middleman. That's exactly why LS puts more standard features on the LS tractors and why you get the longer, better warranty with the best price. The best price because you won't be paying the middleman and you won't be paying those franchise fees. LS Tractor does offer the best warranty and buyer after buyer knows that to be true. When you buy an LS Tractor from Kohl's Tractor, you are buying direct because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
See Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32, or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard has Mineral Area College leading 71-54 in their home opener over Swick. 6:52 remaining in the second half. Missouri Tigers leading Incarnate Word 64-27. Konzo Martin said he wanted more out of Jeremiah Tillman. Well, he's got it. Tillman 14.7 rebounds so far in Columbia tonight. Swick's at the free throw line. And it's Selassie Braithwaite shooting the free throws here. He's looking for his first points of the ball game. He missed the free throw, but there's a lane violation by Mullins, so he'll get to try it again. So Braithwaite will get to try the front end of that one-on-one once again. Coach Strege does not like the lane violation, and so Batchman is right in there for Mullins. And Braithwaite will get his second try at his first shot right here. It's the front end of the one-on-one, and he missed it anyway. 71-54, Mac by 17. In the backcourt, this is Murdix going to work on Dalton. Murdix to the right wing, Leons. Leons a bouncer to Gabe O'Neill. Gabe out, gets it right back in. Oh, what a beautiful move by Gabe O'Neill as he dove to the goal. They got him the ball. He ducked underneath and wrapped it around on the reverse play up on the left side. Pretty stuff from Gabe O'Neill. And Mineral Area College has its largest lead, 73-54, 6:20. Remaining in the second half of play. Left wing jumper from 10, and Lamarius Lillard finds the range. He's got points number 5 and 6. 73-56, Mac leading it here. Impressive game out of the Cardinals tonight. Leons, two-handed chest pass, head of the circle, Batchman. Batchman swings the left wing, Lagarde, and now underneath it's O'Neill. Hey, little O'Neill, little pirouette and jump step by Gabe. He bounces it in for two, and he's got points number 8 and 9, and Gabe has scored now 9 points exactly in all three of his first three games of the year. He might have some more left as we go along. Left elbow jumper missed badly by Dalton. Rebound coming out of the pack with it is Murdix for Mac, and Mineral Area College looking for its first 20-point lead of the game. Murdix is on the left wing, over the top of the screen by O'Neill, pushes it to the right corner, and a drive by Batchman all the way through, blocking foul on Swick. It was Dalen Dalton that got caught in that restricted area. And that makes the call easy for the officials. If you're not clear of that entire restricted area, then it's an automatic blocking foul. And so to the free throw line, it's Keon Batchman. trying to put Mack on top by 20 for the first time tonight. He sinks the first, and the Cardinals do lead by 20. And he's got another free throw upcoming. Adonis Humphreys checking in for Swick alongside Patrick Evans. And here's Wanye Frank in the ballgame as well for the Blue Storm. Batchman back to the stripe, 6 points for him. The Cardinals lead by 20. Second free throw from the lefty, rolls it through, nice shooter's touch. He's got seven, and Mineral Area College leads by 21, 77 to 56. These two teams split two games a year ago. Swick basketball, curling down the right side of the lane, a tough runner that time, and Evans put it through. Banked it in, good tough shot for him. Leon's helping out with a little pressure in the backcourt. Fires it right back to Batchman, the inbounder. And we've got 5 minutes remaining. Batchman at the top of the key, dribbling now on the right wing. Dribbles back to the top of the key. Throws it over the left corner. Lagardi retreats for three. Missed it. Two Blue Storm rebounders right there. Swick will grab it with Evans. Fires it up ahead to Frank. Frank spins a 360, nearly turns it over. Now the ball slapped at, and it is eventually stolen by O'Neal. Throws it up ahead, Murdix. Murdix to the left side. Leon rises up and jams it down. Great hustle by the Cardinals, setting up the dunk from Leon's. And the Cardinals once again lead by 21, 79 to 58, 4:20. Remaining in our second half. One and done for the Blue Storm. Frank missed it. Leon's rebounds. And finds Murdick as point guard. Back to Leon's right corner. Spins a 360. Drives the baseline. Fires it across to the left corner. Now to the right low block. Gabe O'Neal attacks and gets called for the charge. Gabe is so big and strong, he's just not going to get the benefit of the doubt on those very often. He shrugs his shoulders and comes off the floor. 4:03 remaining in the second half. 79-58. Mineral Area College by 21 points. Third foul on Gabe O'Neal. Swick basketball. Cardinals have been steady tonight, just pushing that lead and increasing it along the way. Caldwell runs point for the Blue Storm. Guarded by Jaquay James back in the ballgame now. Caldwell pulls up, right elbow extended and sinks the jumper. He's got 12. And 79-60. Mineral Area College leads it by 19 points. Largest lead's been 21. They did it twice. Last time on that dunk by Leon's. Leon's dribbles between the circles here. Fires it back over to James on the left wing. 3:25 remaining in the second half. James retreats to half court. Looks for the drive. Now lobs to the left elbow. That's for Leon's. Leon's bounces it back out to James. James driving in. Kicks it back out front. Left wing Leon's. Leon's drives again. Spins it off the window and charges. That's the fourth personal foul on Malavi Leon's. Leon's with 10 points in the ballgame tonight. The Cardinals have actually only two guys with 10, but you take a look at the score sheet and everybody's involved. And they've got a few guys with 9, and you have 7 and 7, and really everybody contributing. Angelo Stewart, the big night, though, with 22. 79-60, Mack on top, 3:05 remaining in the second half. Cardinals looking at a 2-3 zone right here. Left corner jumper that will not fall. Rising high for the rebound is Stone. Cardinals are on the run again, and attacking strong from the left side is Keon Batchman. Batchman flying high from the left side that time. Went strong into the defender. And got fouled on his way in. Whistle on Caldwell. That's his fourth personal. And Batchman going to the free throw line. Batchman with 7 points. 2:56 remaining in our second half. 79-60. Mineral Area College looking to improve to 3-0 on the year. And one of the Swick players got caught on the head on the play, bleeding, so they were able to get him off the floor, though, quickly, as the end of the floor that he was hit on leads right into the training room, so they took him right in there, getting him some help. So Keon Batchman at the free throw line. I think the spelling of his name is kind of interesting. K-E-Y-Y-A-U-N, Keon, hits the first free throw. 8 points for Batchman. And 80-60. Mack leads it by 20. This is Skylar Hart checking in. 6 foot 6-inch freshman from Lexington, Kentucky. Batchman back to the stripe. Keon with 8. Batchman back to the line. Tickles the twine, and he's got 9. Good work at the free throw line by Batchman. And 81-60. Mineral Area College leads by 21 once again, matching their largest lead at the 2:45 mark of the second half of play. 1-3-1 zone for Mack right here. At the top of the thing is Jaquay James. It's kind of interesting. Mineral Area College ran a 1-3-1 with their tallest guy at the head of it, and now they go with their smallest guy at the head of it. They both can move, though. Stone fouls, that's his third. And at the free throw line, this is Charles Jones. Jones getting his first chance at the free throw line tonight, and his first shot rims up and in. Jones scored 18 in that first game for Swick. 6'5 sophomore out of Detroit. Angelo Stewart going to come back in. Jones misses the second free throw, though, so we have a live ball now, and James operating the offense as he brings it across that half-court stripe, cradling the ball right, left, and lobs it to O'Neal, who just puts it on his hip at half court. 2.5 minutes remaining. James comes and gets it. Mineral Area College by 20, 81-61. James throws right wing. That's for Stone. Stone bounces to O'Neal. Right elbow now to James. James driving in. Right side layup. High off the window and got it to go. Jaquay James with 11 points. And Mineral Area College leads by 22, 83-61. Largest lead of the night for the Cardinals. But Charles Jones, though, with a step to the right and a step to the left. A leaner and a flip off the window for two for him. And now we're under two to play. 83-63. Mineral Area College on top. The defense going to be something to be proud of and talk about after this one. Well, heck, the offense too, I guess. When you win by 20, 143 remaining here in the second half. James driving it down to the left baseline, and he's fouled on the blow by. I believe that was Frank that caught him on the way by. Indeed it was. Frank has kind of a fun name. Wanye. J-U-A-N-Y-A. Wanye Frank. Out of Frankfort, Kentucky. It's his third personal. Back to the line, Jaquay James. James with 15 in the opener, 6 points last game. He's in double figures already with 11 tonight. Now make it 12. And another free throw upcoming for Jaquay. They call him Ja. Not a bad basketball name nowadays. Ja Morant, of course. Jaquay James hits the free throw, and he's got 13. 85-63. And Mineral Area once again by 22 points. Largest lead of the night. Swick basketball, a drive to the right elbow for Frank. He's cut off. Sends it right back outside. And the triple's missed by Jones. Backside rebound fought for. Loose ball, but they're going to say a foul on the Cardinals on that loose ball. As the official looks over to the scorer's table, he rings that one up on Angelo Stewart. And that's the first one on Angelo. 10th on the Cardinals, so 2 shots upcoming for Evans. Patrick Evans, St. Louis product out of McClure North. 6 points for him tonight, a 6'3 freshman. Bends the knees, flips the wrist, tickles the twine. 7 points for Evans. And here comes Jake McKinley in the ball game for Gabe O'Neal. So Gabe checks out of the ball game, and Gabe has had 9 points exactly in every game so far. Back to the free throw line, it's Evans. Evans hit the first, another one upcoming. And 85-64, Mineral Area College leads this by 21 points. Your home pools and spas post-game show coming up here in just a few. Another free throw for Evans, giving him 8 points. 85-65. It's Mack by 20 in the backcourt. Murdix, full court pressure, broken easily by Mack. Driving in for the left side. Left side layup won't go for Batchman, but Stewart comes out of the pack with a rebound. Stewart fouled twice. They call the second one, and Frank slapped him hard that time. And so Stewart will go to the free throw line after the timeout. 107 remaining in the second half, 85-65. Mineral Area College leading it here. And there was a timeout called initially, and I think Coach Strege's going to take it back. I think Coach Strege called a timeout maybe right before that foul was called. And he says, okay, let's go ahead and shoot. And Angelo Stewart going to go to the free throw line. Angelo's been good at the free throw line tonight, 5 out of 6. He's been getting pretty much everything. He's got 22 points. He's got two shots. He misses the first. So Angelo with back-to-back 22-point games, and he's looking for his new high watermark. I know only three games in, but 23 would be significant, certainly, and he's got it. So 23 for Angelo, and 86 to 65, Mineral Area College by those 21 points. Middle of the lane, jumper won't fall, but the rebound and stick back will for Skylar Hart. Skylar Hart getting his first few minutes here for Swick. 86 to 67, Mack by 19 points. Cardinals basketball. And they swallow the whistle on that one and attack right of the lane. The layup will go down for Keon Batchman. Batchman's got 11. And a turnover by Blue Storm. 44 seconds left. Mack basketball. Terrian Murdick dribbling it at near half court. 88 to 67. Mineral Area College leads by 21. Largest lead's been 22. Murdick drives left to lane. Kicks to left corner. Stewart, another three. Misses this one. Swick has the rebound with Hart. And 25 seconds left. Quick three by Swick this time. Air ball by Evans. 19 seconds left. And barring a foul by the Blue Storm, that will be our final score. 88 to 67. Mineral Area College by 21 points. Their largest lead's been 22 tonight. And Luke Strege says, let's dribble this thing out and improve to 3-0 on the season. Swick will fall to 1-1, and your Mineral Area College Cardinals win their home opener 88 to 67. Coming up next, your Home Pools and Spas postgame show right after this.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
When it comes to choosing a pharmacy that can give you exceptional customer service and the best prices, you need to visit Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Bigger stores don't always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript, and our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Now James drives it, retreats, drives again, throws to the left corner. Stewart, triple, yes sir! Bang, 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 bang! Angelo Stewart, four threes, and he's got 18 points. Seven on the shot clock, Frank drives it, hands it off, just puts it right in the gut of Newsom, who drives in, and Leon swats the shot out of the air. Bouncer up ahead, right side layup, count it! Angelo Stewart with 20 points, and the Cardinals lead by 9, 50-41. Well, great stuff by Angelo Stewart. Great stuff by Jack Sather in our studio. Terrific job, Jack, cutting all that up. Angelo Stewart with 23. That's our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Benefits and bonuses. Call Mike Welker, 1-800-851-5371. And our Applebee's of Farmington player of the game, Angelo Stewart, led the way with 23 tonight. Thanks for joining us for our Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home in Ludington as the Cardinals win their home opener tonight, 88-67. We'll be joined on our postgame show, I believe, by assistant coach Tim Walsh as we move forward. Let's go ahead and go through the scoring. 20 total players scored in the game tonight. Everybody got involved for the Swick Blue Storm. They get 2 points from Skyler Hart, Kevin Caldwell with 12, Harold Bennett scored 12, Charles Jones had 10, 2 points for Clavon Hilliard, Wanye Frank scored 2, Patrick Evans with 8, Trey Jenkins scored 9 tonight, Braden Beard with 2, Lamarius Lillard had 6, and Adonis Humphreys with 2. The Mineral Area College Cardinals get 11 points from Malavai Leons. Keon Batchman scores 11. Kevin Stone with 2. Gabe O'Neill had 2. Kevin Lagarde scoring 7. Terrian Murdix with 6. Tristan Mullins had 6. And Jaquay James scoring 13. And leading all scorers is Angelo Stewart with 23 tonight. We'll talk with assistant coach Tim Walsh as he heads over to our Home Pools and Spas postgame show tonight. And we'll talk to him a little bit about what we saw and a little bit about what he saw tonight. And what's easy for us to see is the 23 points that Angelo Stewart poured in for you. We went with him as our player of the game coach and got in transition. He hit the three, hit some free throws. Angelo with a nice offensive outing for you tonight.
He did. You know, he gave us a great spark. You know, that's what he's shown in practice. And I think tonight was the first time that for the 40-minute duration and for the period of time he's on the floor that he really did it again. And, of course, a lot of some of those players were off good plays by his teammates.
Yeah.
And so he took it. You know, the thing is, you still have to execute them. And he made some shots for us and got out and got some easy layups, too.
You arrived right after we played our play of the game, and it's interesting because of what you mentioned. And both of them were Angelo. The first one, what we played, was a great assist by Jaquay. The second one was off of a block by Leon.
Yeah.
So both of his scores, exactly what you said,
yeah,
coming off of great plays by other guys, too.
You know, and two big plays. And those are things that, you know, helps you win games when you can turn those things into baskets or into points. Because it gets you going even a little bit more, you know, we get a little more fired up, things like that. So,
Coach Strahey talks a lot about what you do on the defensive end and your defensive calls that you're making, and you're mixing defenses along the way. I ask this of football coaches a lot. How do you know when to call the right play? But in basketball, it applies to this situation too. What are you looking at, and how do you know what defense to call at the right time?
Well, sometimes it's personnel-based.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of what they have on the floor, if you feel that maybe they don't have a great shooting team out there or a great ball-handling team. And sometimes just maybe they have size and we're small.
Yeah.
And some of it's, to be honest with you, some of it's just kind of a gut or feel. But also, you know, if they've scored 4 or 5 times and they kind of get in a rhythm,
yeah,
you try to change it, you know, or – you know, you feel like they're starting to do some things against you. Try to give them a different look and then come back to it later.
So I can see that Angelo Stewart scored 23, but who are the guys defensively that you look at right now and say, this guy's really getting it done for us
in that
respect?
I thought Terrion did a great job tonight of really pressuring their point guard, mm-hmm, and disrupting things. And I thought that I thought Tristan at times was – when he was – there was many times, I shouldn't say just at times – that, you know, he has so much length that he got in passing lanes. And I thought our wings did a really good job of, for the most part, of making it difficult to start their offense on the wings. You know, we got out there and denied and made it hard to start their offense. And so I think those guys overall, in terms of, you know, though I singled those two guys out, but I think also those other guys like Lagarde and those people that play, you know, Stone got out there a few times and got some deflections. Mm-hmm. And I think, to be honest, it was a collective effort defensively by a lot of guys tonight.
Is it fun? I mean, going to use the word tinker. It's probably more scientific than that. But is it fun playing with all the different matchups that you can kind of create with this deep roster?
It is. You know, I think it's a great strength when you can do that. I think it's also, I think, just helps you in the game with depth in terms of certain games especially. You know, like the other day on Saturday, they just didn't have enough guys. So we just kept coming at them, at them, and it really does make a difference. But no, it's fun. I wouldn't say it makes it fun, but I do think it's something that gives us some flexibility.
Mm-hmm. Good, always good to win the home opener. Fans liked it; they were pretty happy.
It's always good to win a home opener.
Yeah.
It's been kind of weird, you know, because I was here. I don't know. 19 years or 20 years ago, it's the last time I'm here.
Who were you with when you were here?
Southeastern
then?
Iowa.
Okay.
And we came down here and got beat right before Christmas. And we won the national championship that year, I believe. But I can't remember. It might have been 99, but it's been a while since I've been here as a coach. You know, I've been here recruiting, obviously, at the Division I level, but it was kind of fun to be on this side.
Yeah, good. You like it here so far?
Yeah, I love it.
Great.
I love it.
Great. Yeah, you guys great. Know much about the Southeast yet, Illinois?
You know, not a lot, just because they played their first game last night against West Plains. I know they lost. I know they have some athletes. I watched them in the Jamborees. It's Brady Scout. Okay. But I watched them in the Jamborees, and they have some athletes that can get out and pressure some things, and they can attack you a little bit. And other than that, I don't know a thing. I'll watch film on them tomorrow just to get a feel for it with their guys too. And, of course, Brady will make a big scouting report for us, and we'll be ready to go.
Congrats on the win.
Thanks a lot.
You
appreciate
betcha.
It.
Thanks for joining. That's Assistant Coach Tim Walsh joining us on our Home Pools and Spas post-game show. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home in Lettington. The Mineral Area College Cardinals improved to 3-0 on the year, 88-67 tonight over the SWIC Blue Storm. My thanks to Jack Stadler back in the studio, engineering and operating our game tonight. I'm Chad Speaker, and I hope your home team did well tonight. Now I'm going to go join mine.